The Book of 1 Kings, Chapter 15. Now in the 18th year of King Jeroboam the son of Nebat, Abijam began to reign over Judah. He reigned 3 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Maacah the daughter of Abishalom. And he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him, and his heart was not perfect with Yahweh his God, as the heart of David his father. Nevertheless, for David's sake, Yahweh his God gave him a lamp in Jerusalem, to set up his son after him, and to establish Jerusalem. Because David did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh, and did not turn aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, except only in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. Now, there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all the days of his life. And the rest of the acts of Abijam and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And there was war between Abijam and Jeroboam, and Abijam slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David, and Asa his son reigned in his stead. And in the 20th year of Jeroboam king of Israel, Asa began to reign over Judah. And 41 years he reigned in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Maacah the daughter of Abishalom. And Asa did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh, as did David his father. And he put away the homosexuals out of the land, and removed all the idols that his fathers had made. And also Maacah his mother he removed from being queen, because she had made a horrible image for an Asherah. And Asa cut down her horrible image and burned it at the brook Kidron. But the high places were not taken away. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was perfect with Yahweh all his days. And he brought into the house of Yahweh the things that his father had dedicated, and the things that he himself had dedicated, silver and gold and vessels. And there was war between Asa and Baasha king of Israel all their days. And Baasha king of Israel went up against Judah and built Ramah, that he might not allow anyone to go out or come into Asa king of Judah. Then Asa took all the silver and the gold that were left in the treasures of the house of Yahweh and the treasures of the king's house, and delivered them into the hand of his slaves. And King Asa sent them to Ben-Hadad, the son of Tabraman, the son of Hezion, king of Syria, who dwelt at Damascus, saying, "There is a league between me and you, between my father and your father. Look, I have sent to you a present of silver and gold. Go, break your league with Baasha king of Israel, that he may depart from me." And Ben-Hadad listened to King Asa, and sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel, and struck Ijon, and Dan, and Abel-Beth-Maacah, and all Chinneroth, with all the land of Naphtali. And it came to pass, when Baasha heard of it, that he left off building Ramah and dwelt in Tirzah. Then King Asa made a proclamation to all Judah, none was exempted. And they carried away the stones of Ramah and its timber with which Baasha had built, and King Asa built with them Geba of Benjamin and Mizpah. Now the rest of all the acts of Asa, and all his might and all that he did, and the cities which he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? But in the time of his old age he was diseased in his feet, and Asa slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David his father. And Jehoshaphat his son reigned in his stead. And Nadab the son of Jeroboam began to reign over Israel in the 2nd year of Asa king of Judah, and he reigned over Israel 2 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, and walked in the way of his father, and in his sin with which he made Israel to sin. And Baasha the son of Ahijah, of the house of Issachar, conspired against him. And Baasha struck him at Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines. For Nadab and all Israel were laying siege to Gibbethon. Even in the 3rd year of Asa king of Judah, Baasha slew him and reigned in his stead. And it came to pass that, as soon as he was king, he struck all the house of Jeroboam. He did not leave to Jeroboam any that breathed, until he had destroyed him, according to the saying of Yahweh, which he spoke by his slave Ahijah the Shilonite. For the sins of Jeroboam which he sinned, and with which he made Israel to sin, because of his provocation with which he provoked Yahweh, the God of Israel, to anger. Now the rest of the acts of Nadab and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? And there was war between Asa and Baasha king of Israel all their days. In the third year of Asa king of Judah, Baasha the son of Ahijah began to reign over all Israel in Tirzah, and reigned 24 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, and walked in the way of Jeroboam, and in his sin with which he made Israel to sin.